Hot 91, Nugget and Al. Now, I know we said last week Chez was our favourite Lightning player.
Yeah, but that was because she was in the room.
Yeah, but now this week we do have our favourite Lightning player.
Our favourite player, at least until next week's interview. Yep. Mahalia Cassidy, how are you, mate?
Hey, guys. I'm good, thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, there's the crowd.
Yeah, where's the studio audience?
They were late.
They're all big Laura Sherian fans, obviously, but congratulations on being our favourite player this week.
Oh, it's an accolade that I hold close to my heart.
Yeah. Is it like when you were a kid and you'd get the man of the match or the player of the match and you get a little McDonald's voucher? Is it similar to that feeling?
Yeah, well, the McDonald's voucher or the pizza voucher, that's what you play for.
Mm. Yeah, it's not for playing, maybe for your country or to win premierships.
No, it's for the food.
It's win
for
stuff.
That Macca's voucher. That's the reason we come into work. So before we get into having a yarn about obviously great win last week and then also a funny old game this week in Adelaide, we've been discussing something on the show today. And just to give you some context, Al, my partner here, is a pig. And I witnessed him this morning here in our building drop some food on the ground in a high traffic area.
Ooh.
And I reckon it laid there for somewhere between 12 and 14 seconds.
Five to seven seconds.
I thought you were going to say 12 minutes.
No.
Yeah, no.
5 to 7 seconds it would have been.
So, did you think he'd left it, gone and done a few things, and then came back 12 minutes later?
Yeah, like, as long as the floor's semi-clean. And
look, it was a high traffic area.
Yeah, it was
but
right
that's...
outside the elevator. The elevator as you came in here.
No, it wasn't. It was the door leading into the main thoroughfare.
Into the toilet.
Kind of food was it?
It was a panini, a toasted panini.
From Banjo's.
As long as it's not fresh,
I've got Mahalia, see?
Wow.
Birds of a feather.
And this is why Laura Sherian's my favourite player. Simple as that.
So she's Mahalia doesn't believe in the 5 second rule either.
Yeah, no, apparently not. Whereas I don't. I think once it's on the floor, it's game over.
That's $9.40 down the drain.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one, because you're a tight ass as well.
Me too! Me too!
So you're both tight asses with very open-minded food safety techniques. Good to know.
It's boosts the immune system.
Yeah, that's
right. That's how you're looking at it.
It's
okay.
Toughening me up.
You two are animals. Hey, how are you enjoying life? You've moved to the Sunshine Coast. You've moved from the Firebirds. Because you're a Redcliffe girl.
Yes.
So you're used to kind of oceanside living, but are you loving on the coast?
I'm loving it up here on the coast. I did go to uni up here, so I've had a bit of a taste of the coast and too good not to come back. So I'm really loving it up here. I love the lifestyle. I love the team.
Were you poached from the Firebirds or did you just get sick of losing and thought, no, I want to come up to the light?
I wasn't poached. I was, I guess, looking for a new challenge. And I don't know. I feel like I've been watching the Lightning and from the outside looking in, I wanted to be a part of it.
Okay.
So
were you basically a piece of food that Kylie Byrne picked up off the ground after the 5 second rule? That's what it was. She's picked it up and gone, oh, she's still fine. That's to use the analogy of you two animals, that's what you were.
That's pretty fair.
You were a Banjo's panini that had been on the ground for less than 10 seconds.
Thankfully, Kylie likes to eat food off the ground too.
So. That's how I want you to be described by commentators now. She's a Banjo's panini that was picked up off the floor. And Kylie Byrne decided, I'll just brush her off. She's fine.
Yeah. Clean her up.
Good win against the Swifts. Yep. Apparently, you guys love intercepts. The intercepting was ridiculous last week.
Yeah, our defensive team at the back were just in fine
form. Carla and Pumza, it got silly by the end. They were ridiculous.
Yeah, but also needed because it was such a close game. So it's lovely when they shine like that, and it was really cool.
Sunday at 1, you get to go down to beautiful Adelaide, which will be boring because it's Adelaide. Thunderbirds, funny one, haven't won a game yet, so it's very easy to kind of go, oh, it's fine. We'll just go down there, pop our bibs on, and we'll be fine. It's dangerous, isn't it, those sort of games?
Yeah, I think they'll be very hard, actually. It's all kind of about matchups, and they kind of took it to the West Coast Fever last week, who are obviously a benchmark team in the competition.
And they're a better team. They're a way better team at home as well.
Yes, Adelaide crowd are a bit notorious, so they can be a bit rowdy.
Well, considering the last time we saw an Adelaide crowd was when that bloke was eating Weet-Bix at the footy without anything. Did you see that? That was horrifying. So just prepare yourself for anything on Sunday. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, we will be ready for
just people
anything.
Scooping like dry cornflakes into their face. I'm just saying, be prepared for anything. Albie, I think you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. Is it time for this?
It is.
The Lightning Round.
So Laura Sherian, my favourite player, because she doesn't eat food off the ground. She played the first ever episode of the Lightning Round last week. She did pretty well, didn't she?
Yeah, she went okay.
She settled on the category of foods that start with the letter J.
Ooh.
Mahalia Cassidy, are you ready to play the Lightning Round?
Yep, maybe.
These are the categories you get to choose from today, Mahalia. Would you like to play the films of Leonardo DiCaprio, East Asian fishing techniques of the 17th century, or advanced equine veterinary techniques? Mahalia Cassidy. Which, I think we know which category you're going to go for.
I'm going to go to the last one. Advanced veterinary.
Advanced veterinary techniques.
Yeah.
Albie, did you write any questions for that?
No, we haven't got any
questions. No, I didn't do any. Hey, Mahalia, choose again.
I'm going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, God, we've got questions
for goodness
that
for that.
Seriously, who chooses advanced equine veterinary
techniques? Well, Mahalia, obviously.
Garbage eater Mahalia Cassidy. All right.
I've already wrecked the game.
Question one. No, so far no one's chosen the right category.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's two from
okay,
two.
Okay, that's great, that's great.
Question one. In this film, Leo played Jack Dawson, a young man who died simply because a selfish redhead wouldn't shift over on a floating door. What is that Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
This is going to show how bad that I don't watch movies.
It's about a big boat that sunk.
Titanic!
Yeah! Strong start, didn't need any help.
Oh,
all right.
The questions get harder now.
In this film, Leo played one half of William Shakespeare's most famous young lovers.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, yes. I'm starting to think you should have gone for the veterinary techniques. And the final one in this film.
But she's going
to
pass. She's got two from
yeah,
two.
You're fine,
yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah.
In this film, nobody knows what Leo played because the movie was super confusing. It had something to do with dreams inside dreams inside dreams. What was that movie called? Say Inception.
Inception.
Inception! Yeah. Yes!
Well done.
Well, should we say garbage eater and movie buff, Mahalia Cassidy?
Well done.
The Lightning to go around on Sunday, 1 o'clock versus the Thunderbirds down there in beautiful Adelaide. Hey, mate, thank you so much for joining us. We love that you eat garbage and you love Leonardo DiCaprio. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on
Thanks
Sunday.
Thanks, guys.